Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, Jesus Will Fix You Right Up, already in progress.
Praise the Lord. Glory to God in the highest. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Good to have each one of you here today. I have really realized how big of a problem we really have in the church. Do y'all think we have a problem in the church? I think we have a real major problem in the church. So anyway, I'm going to do a little scripture work today. And, you know, if there's anything I've really learned about the Bible, don't come to God without His Word. Right. If you ain't got His Word, you're in trouble. Yeah, you come to the Lord, and I've come to realize that always use His Word. And it's amazing. I get tickled at Kim and Scott here all the time. Whenever they were both Catholics at one time, and they didn't believe anything in the book. I don't know if they even read it or not, maybe a little, but they certainly didn't believe it. And then one day they came here and I showed them that if you want something from God, you got to use scripture.
Amen.
And so she says, you mean to tell me this scripture here that they told me didn't work or doesn't mean what it says? It says, if two of us on earth agree about anything we ask Him for, He'll do it. He means that? Mm-hmm. I said, yeah, He means that. So they started using that. Didn't you, Scott? And did it work?
It works.
It works all the time, over and over and over. So now then, whenever you come to the Lord and you have a problem and you say, oh, God, and this is what we usually come to God. Oh, we're begging. That's usually the only way we come to God is when we're begging. I mean, as long as the house payment's paid, the car payment's paid, and you got a little money in the bank, you got a little money in your billfold so you can go out to eat so you ain't have to worry about what you're going to eat tonight or this week. As long as the kids are all healthy, who needs God?
Every day.
Y'all are just saying that to try to make me feel good. Because you know you're just like everybody else. If you don't have a need, you don't go to God. Most of us don't spend time with God. I mean, very little. I mean, I think about Dave. You know, I mean, Dave was a great Christian. And we prayed over him, and we repented of his sins. We broke the curse over him and everything else, and it still took us 20 months to get that boy healed. Now, how many of you are willing to stay with it for 20 months? Most people ain't. Most people, they will not do it. Dave and Yesha, they stayed with it. I mean, and finally, after he did get healed, 20 months later, he asked me a question. Thurman, why did it take so long for me to get healed? I said, Dave, I don't have a clue. Only God knows that. Only He's in charge. He's the boss. I said, go ask Him. He'll tell you. So Dave began to petition the Lord. Lord, why did it take so long for me to get healed? Finally, after staying with it over and over and over for many, many prayers, the Lord says, Dave, the reason it took so long for you to get healed is because I don't know who you are. You don't know who I am. God, I go to church every Sunday and I tithe. He said, oh, I know all that about you, but said, you don't spend any time in my word. Maybe 15 minutes a week. Some people say, my gosh, 15 minutes a week? I hadn't spent 15 minutes a week in the Bible forever. I go to church on Sunday, but I carry my Bible with me. But when I leave, I throw it in the car seat, and then it's there next Sunday when I need to get ready to go to church again. And that's what most people do, the Word of God. They don't know nothing about it. I can tell you for sure. I can remember as a Southern Baptist Sunday school teacher and a deacon, if you'd have asked me, how many scriptures do you know? I'd have said, let's see. Let me think. Let's see. Where's that scripture in John that says, for God so loved the world? Where's that at? Where's that at, Kim?
John 3:16.
Oh, John 3:16. Okay, and I can know that by heart. For God so loved the world, what did He do? I forgot the other part. So you see, that's kind of the way we are. Is that not right, Ms. Jackie? I mean, every one of us have been in that place. You know, until you learn, God requires you to know Him and for Him to know you. If everything's going good, I mean, even in my own life, my own wife, as long as everything's going good and she feels good, she never asked me to pray for her. I mean, she's got too many things going on. She's a busy girl. She's trying to run the ministry. So as long as she feels pretty good, no major problems, she don't ever stop for me to pray. But if all of a sudden she's got a problem, wakes up in the morning and her neck is hurting, she slept on it wrong and she can't get comfortable, my phone rang, honey, this is your wife. Will you come to the bedroom, please, quick? Uh-oh, I know there's a problem. I go back and say, she said, I must have slept on my neck wrong. Will you please pray? I got a neck ache. And so I have to remit her sins and pray for her. And then she thanks God and we go on. Now, if nothing is wrong with her, I don't ever get that phone call. Isn't that amazing? Never, ever do I remember her calling me and saying, honey, come back here and just pray with me for a few minutes. I just want to praise God. You know, now, should we do that?
Yes.
Yes, we should. I don't do that either. You know, I try. Sometimes just like when I wake up in this morning, just like this morning, I guarantee for 2 hours, I lay there in the bed and just praise and worship the King. Lord, thank you. I thank you that you're my Lord. You're my God. You're my Savior. You're my healer. You're my deliverer. You're my provider. You're everything, Lord. And I want to tell you how much I love you and praise you. Do you think he enjoys that time with his children? Of course he does. He wants you to spend time with him. And if you don't spend that time with him, then when I do come to him, when you come to me for prayer, even my own wife, she comes to me and says, honey, you need to pray. And if I say, pray, let's see, what scripture am I going to use? Or I just go to him and say, Father, in Jesus' name, I ask you to do something. And after I've asked 3 or 4 times, if nothing's happened, I usually get into that begging mode. Y'all know where I'm coming from? You know, I mean, the more you hurt, the more you beg. It's amazing how it all works. But he's not a begging God, is he? No, he's not a begging God. He's a faith God. He wants you to come boldly into the throne room. He wants you to walk in the third heaven, in the throne room of God. He wants you to walk in and say, Father, I'm your son. I'm your daughter. You remember me? He says, I don't ever forget anything, but what's your name? Oh, Lord, you forgot my name? It must have been a long time since I've been in here, Lord. You don't want that, do you?
No.
You want him to know who you are. And if you'll spend time with him, you'll definitely not have that problem. Will you, Mary? No, you'll not have that problem. But he, if you will spend that time with God, and of course, I remember one day a lady over to healing school when we were still having them in Dallas. A lady walked in. We were just getting ready to start, just about 10 minutes to 1. She said, I need you to come out and pray for my mother. She's out in the car and she has cancer. I said, well, ma'am, we're just fixing to have a healing school. So I said, just bring your mother in. And I said, you know, with the next 4 hours, we're going to teach you what caused you to be sick and how to get healed. Oh, she said, we don't have time for that. We're on the way to Oklahoma to see my sister and said, we heard about you and your ministry. We thought we'd just run by here and let you pray for my mother so she could get healed so we could feel better going to Oklahoma to get a visitation in. I said, ma'am, let me tell you why your mother's got cancer. She's got cancer because she ain't got time for God. I said, and she ain't going to get healed until she has time for God. But if you'll just pray for her. I said, ma'am, there's something you need to know. I ain't the healer. I'm not the healer. I don't heal anybody. I just pray for people, but he's the healer.
Amen.
And I said, if you don't spend time with him, and I said, if your mother will repent of her sins, she'll come into the healing school, she'll worship and praise the Lord, she'll listen intently, she'll learn where her sins is, she repents of her sins, she gets rid of her sins, and I'll show her some wonderful promises of God that she can stand on. She'll have faith to base, and she'll have scripture to base her faith on. And then when you go home this afternoon, she'll be in the process of getting healed. I said, I guarantee it. But sir, we don't have time. I said, ma'am, forget it. If you ain't got time for God, God ain't got time for you. You can't do God like that. He's not a bellhop. He's God, and he wants your attention. Do we all know that? He is not a bellhop. But so many people treat him like that. I'm coming out to the Living Savior Church. I hear people get healed out there all the time. Wow. What a deal here. I saw on Sid Roth where they said 90% of the people Thurman prays for gets healed. Wow, I need Thurman to touch me. No, you need Jesus to touch you, not Thurman. He may be using me as his instrument, but I'm not the healer. I can't heal a fly. Now, I can kill a fly. But I can't raise him from the dead after I kill him, and I don't want to. Guarantee, I can kill him. But Jesus can kill him or raise him from the dead. He can do all that. Just like he told Miss Carrie. He said, whenever she looked at her relatives and said, you know, ooh, she looks so bad. She's on hospice. Oh, my goodness gracious. He spoke to her and said, Carrie, remember, Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead after Lazarus had been dead 4 days. Is that what he said? So he said, this woman's still alive, so she's a piece of cake. And all you had to do is pray and touch her, right? And that woman's still completely healed. She's out of hospice. She's running around. Her and her husband flew all the way to Florida to lay hands on that relative and pray. And God honored their prayer. But this girl spends time with the Lord. Amen. All the time, right? See, that's a difference. Now then, somebody else might have went down there and prayed for a relative that was in hospice, and they would have died. And then they go to God and say, God, why did this person die? He says, who's asking? He said, well, this pastor, this is Thurman. Thurman who? Do I know you? You don't hear that, do you? Oh, your name is Jackie, you say? Oh, yeah, that's my daughter, Miss Jackie. Right? Oh, yeah. What do you need, honey? I'll fix you right up. Is that what we want to hear?
Yes.
Yes, that's what we want to hear. And that God wants to do that if you'll just spend time with him, right? Just like he did for Miss Carrie. I mean, whenever they, just think. I mean, you got to believe your God is really in business to buy 2 airplane tickets to fly all the way to Florida to pray for a relative, right? And she's already in hospice. So you got to believe that this God that you serve is going to answer your prayer. And he did.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled, Jesus Will Fix You Right Up, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.